This is a weapon of bioterrorism, and to inject messenger RNA or adenoviral DNA and cause an uncontrolled production of the spike protein in the human body is a very, very biologically dangerous proposition. We don't know what controls how the height of the production of the spike protein, the organs in which it's produced, where it circulates to. We know it causes a unique form of thrombosis, which is partly hemagglutination, because the spike protein attaches to sialic acid residues on red blood cells. Normally, coagulation, the red blood cells are not involved, but here the red blood cells are. We know that, for instance, the Italians have shown that when the oxygen saturation goes down the lungs, it's due to microthrombosis. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine, of course, giving Chinese remdesivir to somebody with microthrombosis in the lungs is going to do nothing. And so one person who you may want to talk to, he's kind of flamboyant, but he's interesting. He's got influence, is Steve Kirsch. Steve Kirsch is a millionaire, and Steve Kirsch has offered $2 million publicly to say, can anybody show that the CDC, FDA, or NIH has done one single thing correct in the pandemic response? If he can, he'll pay $2 million. And no one has even brought forward. No one's even written him a letter. So, you know, this is it's a colossal blunder. And, of course, the news is interested. The news cycle is always promulgated by this. But our goal is to take the message to the public, to remain impeccable and unimpeachable in our scientific integrity, to always present ourselves very professionally, and see if we can win public opinion to have a block of people not get the vaccine. And then once that occurs and it becomes clear, I think the other side will be exposed.
Yeah.
Why did they want this vaccine? We are seeing safety events like you can't believe. You saw the portal vein thrombosis. I've had that in my patients. Myocardial infarctions, myocarditis. I had a woman yesterday in the office. Her memory was completely obliterated after the vaccine. It's so disconcerting. So we're filling out these safety events. At some point in time, the public opinion is going to have to turn. We have two big populations that are distrustful in the United States. We have African Americans at 12%, and we have Hispanics at 20%. And they're largely not taking the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And we're working with African American churches and making presentations. And the African Americans say, we know the government was lying to us. So they know already. So that's our plan in a nutshell. I think we're really completely aligned. We do need to win big cases, though.
Yeah.
So Anna Garner, all these people, Mike Rentz, we've got to win. I mean, honestly, you think there's fear among doctors? There's fear among attorneys. I am amazed at how many attorneys are so fearful that they can't even file a letter of intent. In fact, we have one attorney, he made a template. And he goes, here, I'll show you how to file your own letter of intent. You pay your own filing fee. I said, my God, I'm a doctor. I'm a media person. I'm taking care of patients. I'm publishing manuscripts. Now I have to do my own legal work. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
The fear that's overcome people.
The thing is, on an international scale, I think we're only cooperating with 100 attorneys. I mean, 100 attorneys in the entire world. There must be many, many more, of course. But we're making progress because of those cases, the ones that you're mentioning, and there's a couple of really big cases that all of us, including our American colleagues, are working on. I can't tell you the details because we don't want this to be in any way disturbed. But you're right. This is the only way to go, by cautiously proceeding in a scientifically correct manner without foam at the edges of our mouths, so that finally we will win public opinion and then we'll expose the people who are behind this.
Right. Let me tell you where I think there's some distractions and we're wasting our time. And that's on wearing masks.
Yeah.
So for instance, I mean, if they would love us to be arguing about masks while they continue to give injections, right?
Right.
So I try not to make masks the signature issue. Another area is this extreme view that the disease doesn't occur, like Dolores Cahill.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit of a waste of time because we have enough information from sequencing. We can see this nucleocapsid. I mean, we know it's physically there in some cases. We know it's grossly overstated because of everything you mentioned, and we know there's a big cover-up. At my hospital health system, for instance, they have now the COVID cases are considered break the glass, meaning they get admitted to closed units. We can't even see what's going on with them. So they're not open to peer review. We're not having open peer review. So we really have due process breakdown with even within healthcare.
Yeah.
And so, but what we want to do is that we want it. We need help. You know, we need help from psychiatrists and sociologists.
Absolutely.
Because there is a trance. There are doctors that are telling their patients to take the vaccine. Their patients are taking the vaccine and dying in thrombosis, and the doctors are, you know, not doing anything. Injecting pregnant women with experimental messenger RNA. I mean, this is like a horror. This is something that would never occur in good clinical practice, where doctors are saying that they won't see patients in their waiting room unless they get the vaccine. I think a big target is, and this is my responsibility, is we have to win the doctors.
Yeah.
The doctors are a big problem here.
Yeah, and we need, you're right. This is what I said right from the start. This is a huge psychological operation. We need to talk to the psychiatrists, to the psychologists, and they're using, as their major weapon, they're using the mainstream media in order to indoctrinate people with this panic package, which they invented over many years. Sick people on the other side, definitely very sick people.
But you see this Chinese professor from Emory, she gets on CNN, and they've gone further. They've linked the vaccine to freedoms. And this has occurred in Europe, I know, where they said, listen, people need to understand, they need to get the vaccine to get their freedom back. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We know this from the mafia, you know?
Yeah.
This is just what the mafia does. It's a very, very old method.
Yeah. Yeah, stupid.
If you let us protect you, you have to pay a little for this. Everything is okay. If we are not allowed to protect you, you will see what happens.
Well, what we're trying to do is most of this is actually just sheer intimidation.
Yes.
So an example is we have, I don't know, several hundred universities now in the United States declaring that they're going to demand the vaccine. Interestingly, they demand the vaccine for the students, but not for the professors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the CDC and NIH and FDA, they're not taking the vaccine themselves, which is quite interesting. So, but what in every circumstance that I'm aware of, they have not written a policy. So for hospitals, they must have a policy, and it must be certified and be in the policy library, because hospitals in the United States are accredited by the Joint Commission for Hospital Accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been no signed policies because they know they can't write a policy mandating an investigational vaccine. You can't have a policy, you know, forcing people into research. So if an institution, a hospital or university, demands the vaccine without a policy, by definition, that's harassment or intimidation. And so we now have parents filing letters of intent, identifying harassment, and they are filing it with compliance offices, ombudsman's offices. They're filing it with offices that by their charter must take some internal action. So we're making these institutions do an incredible amount of administrative work. We're punishing them for doing this. The Los Angeles School District backed off. Louisiana State University backed off. We had Texas win at the state and in private employer level. So we have to continue this effort, and hopefully the mass psychology starts. This media or psychological training. When I go on, there's no preparation. I'm just doing the best I can. But I'm a doctor. I'm not a media person. So.
Yeah. Okay.